sit back, relax, and open that mind. You are now listening to the Paranormal Patriot.
You are talking about the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
You know, it is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
You know, we've seen three glowing figures out in the field. It seemed like their heads were glowing.
And welcome one, welcome all, welcome to this week's episode of the Paranormal Patriot. As always, wearing the tinfoil hat, specially formulated to resist the coronavirus. My name is Tom Velasquez. Thank you for joining me this week. So the plan for this week's show, unlike last week's show where I didn't plan on having a full 1 hour show devoted to the coronavirus, but it just happened that way, this week's show I will talk about the coronavirus. We're going to jump right into the show and talk about the coronavirus because things are continuing to happen and I think you need to know about it. But then, I'll take a break and I want to come back and I want to talk to you about a cryptid or a supernatural or paranormal creature that I myself have encountered. But and this is where it's weird because these go in phases. It seems like when the Wendigo episode came out, I had just an abundance of people send me their Wendigo encounters over the course of a month. I've never seen or never had one before, never had one since, but all of a sudden during that month, boom, there's Wendigo encounters. Same thing happened for this cryptid creature. I've witnessed it. I'm going to tell you my story. I'm going to tell you what the general consensus is in the paranormal community, what this creature is, and then we're going to go over some listener encounters. But let's get into the show, because a lot of my listeners, and Nick, this is going right out to you, are saying, holy cow, Tom, first off, your intro was too long, then you don't even get into the crux of the show, you just talk and talk and talk at the beginning, so I know I've done it a little bit at the beginning here, but it's just setting it up. We're going to talk now about the coronavirus, because things are happening in the coronavirus world that are changing. Now, in the UK and Italy and the Canada and the United States and Australia and Japan, things are really exploding. Now, this will be my last segment for the coronavirus on this show. I promise you. I can't tell you that next week's show will not detail and involve the coronavirus because at this point, I don't know when breaking news is going to occur. But I want to keep you up to date because I feel you need to know. I feel you have to know what is going on with the coronavirus. I'm going to go into some of the things that I heard this week from people who responded to my show at the end of this segment. But before I do that, I want to talk to you about the coronavirus right now. And what's scary about it is it is now appearing. And I mentioned this before. And I think I mentioned this before. A lot of other people even had this on their radar. So go back and listen to the first couple shows, look at the date and say, yeah, the Paranormal Patriot, Tom, he was right. But the coronavirus, it appears that it has mutated. I told you it is mutated and is mutating again. And it appears that there are now two strains of the coronavirus. There is the type L of the virus, which is more aggressive and accounted for about 70% of the strains analyzed. And then there's a second type S, which is less aggressive and accounted for about 30% of the analyzed strains of this virus. Now, it appears that although the L type, which is more prevalent than the S type by a 70 to 30% margin, the S type was found to be the ancestral version of this virus. So that was the original virus that we found. The L type has mutated into a more aggressive type. And that was my worry. I mentioned that right from the get-go. My worry is this is mutating. And when it mutates, it becomes more aggressive, more resilient to the drugs that we have. So with that being said, there is cause for alarm that this has mutated into a more aggressive, more resilient version of this coronavirus. Now keep in mind, this coronavirus is not a virus we have ever seen. We do not have a cure for it And at least here in America, we do not have a test, because the tests that we have seen and that they gave out to 500 people were flawed. So honestly, we have no idea how many people in this country have coronavirus. And this is where the fear and the unknown come into play. Now, over the past 2 weeks, I've kind of been the fearmonger. And over the past week and a half, honestly, my level of fear and level of dread has kind of subsided a little bit. I do think this is something serious. I really, truly do, and I'll get into that in a little bit. But I don't think it's nearly as bad as the government, or I should say the media, because Trump's coronavirus team is kind of downplaying this, but the media is hyping it up. So who do you believe? Well, let's talk to the school district in Bothell, Washington. Now, in Washington, the North Shore School District says all schools will be closed for up to 2 weeks beginning Thursday, March 5th, due to ongoing coronavirus concerns. Superintendent Dr. Michelle Reed made the announcement, stating all schools in the North Shore School District will be closed beginning March 5th for up to 14 days while we continue to monitor the situation. Now, these closures include 33 schools and will impact roughly 23,000 students. Now, Reed said over the next day, the district will communicate plans to transition instruction from classroom to cloud, which is basically online learning, beginning Monday, March 9th. She also said the district was developing plans to help provide meals for students in need, as well as student support centers for families who don't have daycare options for it during the extended closure. She said, "We are shifting our education from the classroom with four walls to the cloud." Reed's letters to family read, "We are simply taking this strategic approach, not because we think by doing this we can stop the epidemic." She said, "We are simply trying to do our part to slow the spread of COVID-19. Now, last week, Bothell High School was closed for 2 days after the family member of a school employee was quarantined and tested for the virus after recent international travel. Now, that employee's family member tested negative. But my question to that is, how do we know she tested negative? The tests we know are flawed. So why are we continuing to test people if we don't know if the results coming back are going to be actual good test results? So we're closing schools in Washington, but there is a mystery about this disease. And as it continues to spread across the globe, it is close to sickening over 100,000 people, and it's killed over 3,000. Doctors and myself and other people that are looking at this have noticed something curious, and that is very few children have been diagnosed with it. And those that have been diagnosed with this coronavirus, most of these children have had very mild cases. Now in China, where the outbreak started, children, they comprised just 2.4% of all the reported cases of the coronavirus. And of those, only a sliver, 2.5% of those 2.4% experienced severe symptoms, and even a tinier proportion, 0.2%, became critically ill. Now, worldwide, there have been no deaths reported so far in young children. In my opinion, this is a complete miracle. There are theories left and right. Some of them say, and these are from the religious sections of the planet, that say this is God sparing the children. The adults of the world have proven that they have no faith, that they cannot sustain this planet. So this is God's wrath. He is bringing about the coronavirus to wipe out the adult population and leave the planet to the children so they can recultivate and they can regrow the faith that was lost. A lot of people say this is part of the biblical revelations. There's a lot of plagues going on around the planet right now. We've all heard, or should have, about the plagues of locusts in Africa. It's biblical in proportion. And now you add on to it this virus that nobody knows where it came from. We'll get into that in a second. What do you believe? Do you believe this is biblical? Do you believe this is God's wrath? There are people that say this is Mother Earth. This is Gaia, who is cleansing the planet. we have just wreaked havoc on the planet, and this is the planet fighting back and saying, enough. Here's a new virus. We're going to kill off some people. It happens every 100 years, apparently. Is that what's going on? Or is it completely blown out of proportion by the media? I'm slowly beginning to get to that point. And again, we're going to get to that in a minute. But there's more coronavirus news. This is out of San Francisco. The fate of 2,500 people heading back to the United States remains a mystery as their cruise ship won't be allowed to dock in San Francisco for now. That's because the Grand Princess cruise ship previously carried a passenger who just became the first person to die from the coronavirus in California. So the Grand Princess was on a 15-day voyage and was scheduled to return Saturday. But Princess Cruises cut the trip short after news broke Wednesday of the California man's death. The ship is now near the California coast, but must remain at sea as it awaits coronavirus test kits to be delivered by helicopter. Again, these test kits are proven to be faulty and non-reliable. Why are they waiting for them? While there are no confirmed cases of COVID-19 on board, the CDC has identified groups of guests and crew who will be tested before arrival into San Francisco. Now, that is according to a statement by Princess Cruises. They said there are fewer than 100 guests and crew identified for testing, and that is including all in-transit guests, and those are guests who were on the previous Mexican voyage and remained on board for the current Hawaii voyage. And those guests and crew who have experienced influenza-like illnesses, symptoms on this voyage, and guests who currently are under care for respiratory illness. At least 21 people, 11 passengers and 10 crew members currently on board Princess Cruises' Grand Princess ship have developed symptoms of the illness. This is according to California Governor Gavin Newsom. Now, Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency and said local health officials are working with their federal counterparts to trace people who had contact with the man who died. He says, this emergency proclamation will help the state further prepare our communities and our healthcare system in the event it spreads more broadly. Princess Cruises said it has shared relevant travel and health information with the CDC to help notify state and county health officials who will follow up with anyone who may have been exposed to the coronavirus. Now, the man who died is an unidentified man who was 71 years old and had underlying health issues. He was likely exposed to the virus on a Grand Princess cruise from San Francisco to Mexico between February 11th to February 21st. His death was announced on Wednesday. Shortly after the Grand Princess finished its Mexico trip on February 21st, it started another cruise to Hawaii. Princess Cruises said 62 of the people on the current cruise were also on the previous voyage with the 71-year-old man. So the passengers on this cruise line, some passengers are confined to their rooms, but others are not. Now, passenger Sherry Harris is confined to her room because she was a passenger on the previous voyage. She said they were going to examine us today, but that never happened. I guess they were waiting for the CDC to say what they were going to do after we get to San Francisco. Harris said she's not happy about being confined, but luckily my husband and I like each other. Well, I would hope so. She says, spirits are as high as they can be under the circumstances. We are blessed to be healthy, comfortable, and well-fed. Now, on another part of the ship, Mark Pace and his wife Beth are celebrating her birthday on the cruise. They sailed from San Francisco to Hawaii, where they spent 4 days on several islands. This Florida couple said they were not confined to the rooms as of Wednesday night. Pace said the cruise ship has canceled its theater shows, but the casino was open, which makes absolutely, unequivocally no sense to me. Mark Pace said, we are a little nervous about it. We knew it was a possibility. We came prepared with 2 weeks of extra medication and my laptop so that I could work if we were confined. Pace said they've noticed subtle changes on the cruise. They had to wash their hands and use hand sanitizers before getting a plate and silverware for the buffet. And that brings to point what everybody on social media has been saying. Why does it take an epidemic for people to want to wash their hands? Wasn't that a thing prior to that? because apparently it wasn't. Now everybody wants to wash their hands. My wife just the other day went to the store to buy some hand sanitizer and antibacterial soap, which we use all the time. We needed hand soap. It's gone. People have now realized, I need to wash my hands. It makes me wonder how many people have gone to the bathroom and not washed their hands. That's disgusting. But that is the reality of what we deal with every day. Think about it. How many people's hands do you shake or touch every day? In my profession, I'm shaking at least 10 to 15 people's hands a day. And I would like to think, and I was kind of naive to think, that they were washing their hands every time they went to the bathroom. But who knows? Maybe that's not the case. But apparently that's the case now. So if anything good came out of this virus, it's teaching people to wipe or wash their hands and wipe off and be germ-free, I guess. I don't know. But then there is the story of the New Hampshire man who this week tested positive as the first case of the coronavirus in the state of New Hampshire. Now, instead of avoiding contact with each other, as he was advised to do after he visited a doctor on Friday. Now, this man was traveling in Italy, came home to New Hampshire, and developed a fever and respiratory problems. The doctor told him, with everything going on, you need to self-quarantine yourself for 14 days. Now, which, great, but we still don't know how many days incubation period this coronavirus has. But we'll go with 14 days. What did this guy do? Did he hole himself up in his home and in his apartment and just Netflix and chill with himself? No. That same night that the doctor told him you need to self-quarantine yourself, the man went to a mixer for medical workers and students near Dartmouth's campus. Now, on Monday, the man who works at the Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center in Lebanon, New Hampshire, tested positive for the coronavirus. And we have no idea at this time how many people he has infected. And that brings me to the story of a lady in my town. She went on a mission in Italy. She was on a mission. Great for you. Love it. God bless you. I appreciate you going on that mission. Unbelievable what you've done. Thank you. She came home in the midst of the coronavirus healthcare. At that point, she decided to, rather than self-quarantine herself, granted she has no symptoms, but at that point, I would be a little leery since in Europe, Italy is ground zero. She decided, I'm going to go to church. She has been to church for 2 weeks now and continues to go to church and talks to everybody because she's a very, very talkative and influential person in this church because she's a missionary. This, ladies and gentlemen, is how the virus spreads. People who are idiots. People who don't know any better. This guy in New Hampshire was told by a doctor, listen, with everything going on, you have the symptoms of coronavirus. I suggest you go and just self-quarantine yourself for 2 weeks. Make sure you're all right, and then after 2 weeks, you're fine. And what does this guy in New Hampshire say? Man, I'm bored tonight. What am I going to do? I'm going to go to a mixer. I'm going to associate with thousands of people and potentially infect thousands of people with this coronavirus. Same thing with the woman in my hometown of Owosso who decided after she came back from Italy, during the whole outbreak in Italy, she decided, I'm not going to self-quarantine. What is the best idea for me to do? Go into public. Yes, that's the best idea I have, is to go and make myself a public figure in church. If I have the coronavirus, then I've just infected my whole congregation. This is how a normal virus turns into a pandemic, is people like this that have no idea, no common sense that, hey, I've been in ground zero, I've been in a hot zone, I might want to lay low for a little bit. This is exactly how pandemics start. This is how every pandemic movie starts is you've got one guy that decides, I'm not going to get sick. I'm not contagious. Nobody can tell me what to do. And bam, that's how the pandemic starts. So the last bit of breaking news I have on this episode of the Paranormal Patriot is this. And you heard it here at 6:54 p.m. on March 6th, 2020 from the Paranormal Patriot. So just put that in your memory bank. The state of Michigan has not formally acknowledged the fact that we have a positive coronavirus case in this state. But let me tell you, I have a friend who has a relative that has tested in Ann Arbor, Michigan. A-squared, AA. Ann Arbor, Michigan. We have a positive coronavirus case. Apparently, this person was recently in Florida and has come back and tested positive for the coronavirus. So those are my listeners, and there's a lot of them in the state of Michigan. Guess what? The coronavirus is here. It is not a happy time. I think it's been here. Honestly, my whole family was sick as a dog in December, and I'm not convinced that it wasn't the coronavirus. Right now, my chest is killing me. I have a major cough. I'm stuffed up. Who knows if I had the coronavirus? But we won't ever know because there are no tests that are reliable. And with that being said, I just want to address the haters again. Because every week I've gotten haters that have come at me left and right saying I'm a fearmonger, I'm a conspiracy theorist that are perpetuating lies and scaring the public. I want to tell you one thing. We have no ungodly clue what to expect with this virus. We have no idea. We have no idea how it's going to mutate because it's already mutated once. It will probably mutate again. We have no idea how to treat this disease. And to the people that tell me, Tom, this is just like the flu. It's only going to affect the elderly and those whose health is compromised. Does that make it any less dangerous? Listen, I have two parents that their health is compromised. My mother just went through major cancer surgery. My dad has horrible heart condition. I have a suppressed immune system. My wife has cancer. I don't want this disease, but it only affects those with health systems that are compromised. So those people, they can die, according to those quote-unquote in the know. And I keep telling people who tell me, there are so many people that tell me, if you would have got your flu shot, Tom, you wouldn't have had to worry about it. Well, these people are some of the most uninformed people on the planet because the flu shot does not do anything against this version of the coronavirus. I am so tired of sending, copy and pasting the same response. This shot does not affect this coronavirus because this is a whole new strain. We have not seen this strain before. But yet, people want to disregard this. People want to say, you are overreacting, Tom. And listen, I get it. The death rate on this, and listen, the original death rate was 2%. It's now up to 3.5%. Now, granted, that's not a lot, but hey, it's rising. It's becoming more deadly. But the fact is, I don't want to be sick. I don't want this respiratory disease. Because if you have even a mildly severe case of this, it leaves lesions in your lungs that impact your ability to take deep breaths for the rest of your life. It impacts you the rest of your life. But people don't seem to think that's a big deal. And people seem to mock me because I'm trying to tell people, hey, you might want to be prepared. Because I'm not saying the world's coming to an end. I'm not saying that. I never said that. I truly believe this will become a pandemic because we have, listen, in America, we have no idea how many people actually have coronavirus or COVID-19. We have no idea because our tests are faulty. We have 100, maybe 120 people that have tested positive. You can be rest assured that there are at least 100,000 people in this country that have the coronavirus, guaranteed, that we don't know about. We have no idea how long it's been here. The worry is the flu bug that we normally associate the flu with. You get it, bam, you become immune to it because your immune system builds up antibodies to fight that. So when that flu bug comes into your system, bam, your immune system fights it off. Here's the problem. This coronavirus, you can get it, and then you can get it again, which is ungodly scary. And when it comes back the second time, it's more potent than the first. That's the scary part. So our immune system is not able to build up antibodies for this coronavirus. So for those of you who said this is just the flu, it's not just the flu. How many times have you seen the flu come back to the same person in the same strain? It doesn't happen. This is a very resilient, very powerful, and it's turning into a very deadly disease. I went over the numbers last week. 7.7 billion people in the world. Let's just say 20% of the people get this coronavirus, this new coronavirus. That's 30 million people on this planet are dying from the coronavirus. Does that not scare you? Oh, Tom, but they're old, they're infirm, they have other health issues. Listen, I don't want my parents to die. I don't want me to die. I have health issues. I'm getting up there in age. I'm 48 years old. You might as well say I've lived the best half of my life years ago. And it all goes downhill from here. I don't want the coronavirus. So for those of you who say it's nothing to worry about, look at the facts. This is something different than we've ever seen. It's something that reinfects us. We've never seen that before. And when it reinfects us at a more deadly rate. And this is what is kind of funny about the whole thing. The people that are on my behind, are all over me, are people who are in the medical field. I'm a nurse. I'm a nurse practitioner. So they feel that they have the right to tell me that I am wrong. Everybody in the medical field says, Tom, just get your vaccinations. I'm not going to do it. If the coronavirus vaccination comes out, I will not take it. There are so many poisons in these vaccinations that I'm not going to take the risk. I'll take the risk with the coronavirus because I think my odds are better that I will survive the coronavirus than the coronavirus vaccination. But all these people in the medical field are jumping on my case saying, Tom, you're perpetuating fear. Don't spread the fear like that. There's nothing to worry about. This is something we've never, ever seen before. There are rumors out there that this is actually a disease of 5G. I've talked about the dangers of 5G before. It's now coming to light that 5G, it's not good for us. There's actually a movement starting that says that the coronavirus is actually a side effect of 5G. Now, I need to find out if 5G is in China, in all of these countries. I don't think so, because 5G doesn't spread from person to person. But there's also rumors that the melting ice caps or melting Antarctica are releasing viruses that this human population hasn't seen before. That is a possibility. Now, I'm not going to deny that the ice caps in Antarctica is melting. It's not man-made. It's all cyclical. But it may be releasing viruses that we have not seen, therefore we are not immune to. It could be a man-made biological warfare disease. And there's also rumors that meteorites or space asteroids are flying by close enough to drop these viruses off on the planet. Who knows? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how it got here. The fact remains that it got here. But let's be honest. The most important thing in my life at this time is the fact that at the end of this month, at the end of March, I have the amazing trip of a lifetime with my family to Cancun, Mexico. And I am immensely, immensely afraid that we are not going to make it. That we're going to catch the coronavirus, or they're going to close off the borders and we're not going to be able to go in or come out. And that would be devastating. And I'm telling you right now, if you have a show by the Paranormal Patriot recorded in Owosso, Michigan at the end of March, you are going to have a very angry, disgruntled, and very volatile Paranormal Patriot, because at that time he should be on the beach basking in the sun, avoiding sharks in the ocean. And I need your help. So wash your hands, cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze, and if you feel sick, don't go out in the public. Stop the spread of the coronavirus, because my family, and most importantly, my wife, needs this vacation. At the end of March, we're 18 days right now away from this vacation, and I am deathly afraid that before we go on this vacation, they're going to say, nope, travel has been stopped. And I am going to be angry and devastated, as well as the rest of my family. So do what you can to stop the spread of this virus. Wash your hands. Cough in your elbow. Sneeze in your elbow. And don't go into public if you feel sick. It's as simple as that. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you what the Glitter Man is. I'm going to tell you my experience with the Glitter Man, as well as a couple of listeners' experiences with the Glitter Man. You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back. My listeners of the Paranormal Patriot, at the beginning of the year, I told you I want to change the Paranormal Patriot. And Kevin Killen, Matthew, and Seneca Diamond were the first that took advantage of that. I'm asking you, my listeners of the Paranormal Patriot, to join them. If you have a convention, a promotion, a book, or anything, even an encounter with a paranormal entity or something supernatural that you cannot explain, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. If the numbers of the shows have proven anything, it is proven that the listeners of the Paranormal Patriot want to hear more than just my voice. They want to hear your voice. And you can only do that by contacting me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. So contact me. If you have a promotion, if you have a convention, if you have a book, if you have anything you want to tell the listeners that listen, the thousands of listeners every month that listen to the Paranormal Patriot, if you want to tell them what you want to promote, if you want to tell them what you have experienced, you have to contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. The only way to get on board is to contact me, and you need to do it. ghostseeker4@charter.net.
Something you can feel. This is the night for you to free your mind.